Mishnah Masechta Meila Daf Yudam Beis teaches us that there are a number of situations of a Karban Chatos that you don't bring the Karban Chatos, but rather it has to be left to die. And one of them is Chatos Shemesu Baleha. And as all the Mepharshim explain, that once the owner of the Karban Chatos passed away prior to the hakrav of the Karban Chatos, there is no point in bringing that Karban Chatos because there is no kapara for Mason. It's interesting to note that the Ramah in Hilchus Yom Kippurim, Simen Tov Reish Chof Aleph Sif Vov, teaches us the Ramah, Nagu Lidat Stok B'Yom Kippurim Be'ar HaMesim. The minhag is to give Stokah on Yom Kippur in memory of the Mason, and continues the Ramah Maskirin Nishmaseim. We say Yisker, the Mason Gam Ken Yeshlam Kippur B'Yom Kippurim, for the Mason also have a Kapara on Yom Kippur. And in fact, the Ma'ariv Vayil says, and Mr. Brewer quotes the Ma'ariv Vayil, that why is Yom Kippur called Yom HaKippurim? Because on Yom Kippur, there's actually two kaparas. There's a kapara for the Chayim, and there's a kaparim for the Mason. And in fact, I saw from the Leif Simcha, we know that the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that Flamed Beis, Amid Beis teaches us that in Rosh Hashanah, the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim are Psuchim. And he tries to understand, what does the Gemara mean when it speaks about the Sifrei Mesim? So he says that on Rosh Hashanah, not only are the people who are alive judged, but even the people who are no longer alive are judged, and they also need a kapara. And that's why we give tzedakah in their memory, and we mention their neshamas. The Das Torah, in fact, quotes the Sefer Chassidim, who says, "Ma'is v'chassid echad." There was a story with a chassid that would donate money in memory of the neshamas of his relatives, and then afterwards he would give tzedakah in the memory of all the neshamas, even those whom he did not know. And he was asked, why are you doing so? So he answered that there are neshamas that are no longer here, that we have hanah, that we benefit in this world and there's chus, and therefore I don't want to be a kofi toiv in not giving tzedakah on their memory. And moreover, he says, by me giving tzedakah on their behalf, they and Shemayim will do on my behalf. So, continues the Sefer Chassidim, but didn't we just learn in our Mishnah that Chatos Shemesu Baleha is left to die because ain kapara lemesim? So the Sefer Chassidim says, that's only regarding a Karban Chatos. A Karban Chatos is brought to protect somebody from Yisurim. Somebody who already passed away need not be concerned about Yisurim anymore. But tzedakah that we give on behalf of a mace, that can help. Just like we learned the Gemara regarding the Egel Arufa, that the Gemara Darshan, Rui Kapor Zu Liyotzi Mitzrayim, that Glarufa could affect the Kapara all the way back, even for those that left Mitzrayim. There are other reasons why the Pesukim say we mention Yisker on Yom Kippur, and that is, they want to suggest, because by remembering the people who are no longer here, that will cause us to do tshuva. The Mishnah Brura says that when we give tzedakah, on behalf of those who are no longer here. What we're saying is that if they were still here, they would give tzedakah. And therefore, for Russia, who wouldn't give tzedakah, giving tzedakah in their memory, says the Mishnah Berurah, would not be effective. However, if this person, before he died, said vidui, then he's considered like a tzaddik. And then the tzedakah we give on his behalf will be effective. Moreover, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even if a person was not a tzaddik and did not give tzedakah while he was alive and did not do tshuva, unfortunately, before he passed away, a child, a son giving tzedakah in memory of his, always has the ability to help his parents who are already in the Olam HaEmes. There is an interesting discussion amongst the Paiskim. If we say Yisker on behalf of young children, the Geshur Chaim's opinion is that we don't say Yisker for a child that passed away before he was 13. There are opinions if somebody passed away before they were 20. On the other hand, many do say Yisker even for such neshamas, because many of these neshamas were Gilgulim, were already in this world in previous Gilgulim, and then they might have had longer lives, and for that we say for them Yisker. Moreover, the Maril says that we should say Yisker even for those, for one's rebbes, that in fact the Sefer Matan, the Sefer Matan Ephraim, quotes the Shas of Tshuvas Chaver Ben Chaim, who was a big Talmud of Sam Sofer, and would say Yisker for Sam Sofer whenever Yisker was said. The question is, we've given a good explanations why Yisker is said on Yom Kippur. But we know that Yisker is said on all the Shalosh Regalim. Why? So Mefarshim explain, because on Shalosh Regalim, we read the parasha of Aser to Aser from Parshas Re'ei. And there the Torah says, Ish kematnas yadoi, that we're obligated to give tzedakah. And therefore, on the Yom Tovim, when we're mentioning the chiv to give tzedakah, and as we said, when Yisker is said, we give tzedakah, so therefore, it's appropriate to say it on any one of the Shalosh Regalim. Another explanation I saw, because not in Eretz Yisrael, they don't necessarily read that parasha. So I saw that the Tamei Menhagim brings that Bizman Shebeis HaMidosh HaYakayim, the Neshamas from the Olam HaEmes, would also be Olam L'Regel, would also come to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. And therefore, since those Neshamas are here in our world during the Shalosh Regalim, it's appropriate to mention them. The Chachmas Adam mentions that when one says Yisker, and he mentions Tzedakah, L'ilui Nishmas, the person who's no longer here, it's appropriate, as it always is appropriate, to say B'li Neder. Because we know making a Neder for Tzedakah and not fulfilling it is extremely serious. I were trying to bring a schus for the neshama. So Mefarshim say that especially when we speak about nidrei tzedakah, we know nidrei tzedakah considered nedarim even if you just had a machshava. So by having the machshava, you are considered like you're making a neder l'ilei nishmas the nifter. And on the other hand, it's not considered a full-fledged nether that comes with all the serious of the nether. On the other hand, the Kava Yosher says that one should be very careful to pay up the amount, the neder that he gave Leiloi Nishmas by Yisko right after Yontif. And he quotes a Trumas Hadeshen that said that there was a minig that people did not eat after Yontif until they paid up their obligation that they made by Yisker. The halach is, if somebody can't say Yisker b'minyan, he could say it b'yechidus. The minig also is that if somebody who has parents doesn't remain in shul when Yisker is said. And the number of reasons why not. One reason offered by the Yalka Gershuni is that actually mentioning people who are no longer here in Yontif brings a tsar. But we want to mention our parents for the reasons that we mentioned. But those who have parents, they should not be part of that tsar. Another concern that the Mefarshim point out is that the person in the shul may accidentally mention his parents' name if he's there by Yisker. And we know brisk kruslos fosayim, words are very powerful. Another pshat is that it's inappropriate that everybody else is saying Yisker and he's sitting quietly. And there's also a concern of an ayin hara. There's also many minhagim regarding saying Yisker the first year after one's parents are no longer here. One reason is that when we mention Yiska, we mention them, we want them to remember us in the Olam HaEmes. But the first year after a person is not here, you're not supposed to ask him to daven for you. And therefore, it's inappropriate at that time to say Yiska. Another pshat that many suggest is that during the first year, during the year of Avelis, if a person's going to say Yisker about his parents, it's going to be very traumatic. And it's going to be traumatic for all the other people in the shul. It's going to be too much to carry, and therefore they shouldn't say Yisker. Many people have the minig that they do remain in shul, but they don't say Yisker. They shouldn't say it, but they can remain in the shul while other people say it. And that we should be zoicha, that we should all have a real simchas yontif with tchias hameisim.